From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said vulnerable workers must be protected from economic uncertainty. World Bank deems Indonesia's economy among strongest amid global risk. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has urged state officials to take necessary measures to protect vulnerable workers from the effect of the ongoing global economic uncertainty. He does not want the vulnerable workers such as farmers, fishermen, non-state apparatus, and contract employees to fall into extreme poverty due to the current economic condition. This was said by the expert staff of the Presidential Staff Office, Abraham Wirotomo, on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He also said that the government's efforts to optimize the Employment Social Security or BPJS system is to assure the protections of the vulnerable workers. He further stated that the post-COVID-19 pandemic economic uncertainties are the main challenge of some countries, including Indonesia. The government is working hard to provide social security to all workers, particularly those considered vulnerable. Vice President Maruf Amin symbolically distributed business capital aid presented by the National Arms Agency or BASNAS for batik craftsmen that have created special batik patterns in Cibuluh region, North Bogor sub-district, Bogor, on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, Vice President Maruf Amin created 5 craftsmen that represented 40 batik craftsmen eligible for the social aid to receive the aid directly from the Vice President. Each batik craftsman received 5 million rupiah or $345 worth of social aid from BASNAS for the business venture. In his remarks after presenting the aid, Vice President Maruf encouraged batik craftsmen to develop special batik patterns and enhance their marketing methods to achieve domestic and global market reach. The World Bank, through its report entitled Global Economic Prospect June 2022, deemed Indonesia's economy as one of the strongest amid the current global risk situation. Indonesia's economy continues to show its resilience amid the ongoing global friction. This was affirmed by head of the Finance Ministry Fiscal Policy Agency, BKF, Febrio Kacaribu, on Wednesday. The World Bank conclusions is shown through its projections that Indonesia's economy will be at the level of 5.1% in 2022, or only declining by 0.1% from the previous projection. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries encouraged seaweed production while celebrating World Ocean Day on June 8 at the Seaweed Cultivation Village in Lia Bahari Village, Wakatobi District, Southeast Sulawesi. Escorted by Antara, Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Sakti, Wahyu Trenggono, stated that the inauguration of the Seaweed Cultivation Village was part of a series of World Ocean Day commemorations. The village is expected to help farming communities improve the quality and volume of their products. Let's move on to the international news. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia, Ludmila Vorobieva, has said that she cannot yet confirm whether President Vladimir Putin will attend the G20 summit in Bali in November 2022. As reported by Antara, Vorobieva during a press conference on Wednesday said that Russia cannot yet ascertain whether President Vladimir Putin will attend it offline or online. She stated, without elaborating, that many factors and situation will influence the president's presence at the summit. In a phone conversation with President Joko Widodo on April 28, 2022, President Putin said that he would attend the G20 summit. China's coal import fell in May after a strong rebound in the previous month, official data shows on Thursday, as cheap domestic sources and weak demand due to Beijing's zero-COVID curbs dented appetite for overseas cargoes. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the General Administration of Customs said in a statement that for the first 5 months of 2022, the world's biggest coal consumers imported 95.96 million tons, down 13.6% on the year. That means May imports were 20.55 million tons, according to Reuters' calculation based on the 5 months' data, versus 23.55 million tons in April and 21.04 million tons a year ago. A senior South Korean central bank official said on Thursday changing the policy interest rate by 25 basis points at the time appeared to be appropriate for now, playing down chances of a big step rate hike to contain inflation. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Park Jung-suk, a deputy governor of the Bank of Korea, told reporters that the door remains open for a big step or raise, but he thinks it's still appropriate to do it, the rate change by 25 basis points for now. Commenting on the central bank's warning in a report about the weaker won's impact on inflation, Park said the central bank was watching the market closely, but added it was not operating monetary policy only to affect the foreign exchange rate. Listener, now let's continue to Diplomatic Corner on Diaspora Community and Indonesian Students Present Single Market Festival in Istanbul.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Diaspora Community and Indonesian Students Present Single Market Festival in Istanbul. Listeners, the Diaspora Economic Community and the Indonesian Turkish Student Association, with full support from the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Istanbul, held a trade fair, culinary bazaar, and integrated cultural festival in Istanbul under the name Pasar Single Turkiye Festival. This event is the inaugural festival in Istanbul, which was held at the Halyk Congress Center in Istanbul on Sunday. The World Indonesian Student Association and the Home of State-Owned Enterprises also supported the implementation of the Single Market Festival. Consul General of Indonesia in Istanbul, Imam Ash'ari, said that the Single Market Festival is expected to become an icon of economic and cultural activities of the Indonesian diaspora in Turkey, which is held regularly every year. Along with the preparation for the Single Market Festival, the Indonesian Economic Diaspora in Istanbul, guided by the Indonesian Consulate General in Istanbul, also initiated the formation of the Indonesian Diaspora Economic Community. This community is expected to be a forum for information exchange, collaboration, and empowerment of business actors and aspiring entrepreneurs of the Indonesian diaspora in Istanbul and other regions in Turkey. Based on the records of the Istanbul Chambers of Commerce, as of February 2022, there were 42 active companies with Indonesian citizens holding shares. The declaration of the establishment of the Indonesian Diaspora Economic Community was carried out at the Single Market Festival. At the Single Market Festival, a number of other diaspora entrepreneurs and several Indonesian MSMEs also exhibited various Indonesian products such as handicraft, jewelry, clothing, food, spa service, and many others. The trade fair at the single market was also enlivened by the participation of 14 Indonesian MSMEs, assisted by 6 leading Indonesian state-owned enterprises. They brought a variety of Indonesian mainstay products, such as handicraft, home decor, fashion, coffee, tea, honey, and ready-to-eat food products. Carrying the vision of the first Asian market in Turkey, the Single Market Festival is strengthened by the participation of diaspora community from the Philippines, Thailand, and Malaysia, as well as local residents and businesses. Besides the exhibitions of culinary products, goods and services, the Pasar Single Festival was enlivened by a series of cultural arts, performances, folk stage, business talks, and fashion show, presented by Indonesian diaspora and students, dance studios, and fashion campuses from Indonesia, as well as the appearance of Friends of Indonesia. The single market stage was also filled with an opening gala show, which was also attended by consul generals from Asia-Pacific countries and local dignitaries. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listeners, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Listener, we begin today in history with the event on June 9, 1905, when physicist Albert Einstein published papers Annus Mirabilis. The paper was published in the scientific journal Annalen der Physik. This four-article paper contributed greatly to the foundations of modern physics and changed views about space, time, mass, and energy. Albert Einstein was awarded at the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 for his explanation of the photoelectric effect and his service to the theoretical physics. In honor of it, a unit of photochemistry is named Einstein, a chemical element named Einsteinium, and an asteroid named 2021 Einstein. Let's move to the event on June 9, 2004, when Indonesian componist Husein Mutahar passed away. Muhammad Husein Mutahar, or better known as H. Mutahar, is an Indonesian music composer, especially for the national anthem and children's songs. His most popular songs are the hymn Syukur, introduced in January 1945, and Hari Merdeka March 1946. His last work, Dirgahayu Indonesiaku, became the official song for the 50th anniversary of the Indonesian independence. His children's songs include Gembira, Tepuk Tangan Silang-Silang, and Pramuka. Mutahar is also known as the founder of Paskibraka, or the heirloom flag raising troops at the State Palace. He passed away in Jakarta at the age of almost 88 years on June 9, 2004. We end today in history with the event on June 9 about Coral Triangle Day. Coral Triangle Day is commemorated every June 9. This commemoration aims to raise awareness of marine conservation and protection, particularly in the Coral Triangle, the center of the world's marine biodiversity. The Coral Triangle region covers 6 countries, namely Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, and Timor Leste. Coral Triangle Day was commemorated for the first time on June 9, 2012 in the series of World Oceans Day, June 8. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus
du richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, through the Public Works and Housing Ministry, along with the German government, develops a sanitary landfill for waste management. The system can minimize the water, land, and air pollution. One of the sanitary landfill location is Banjardowo Landfill in Jombang, East Java. This landfill needs a budget worth 185 billion rupiah. That was reported in the Public Works and Housing Ministry statement received by Antara on Monday. Director General for Human Settlement at the Ministry, Diana Kusumastuti, said that the Banjardowo Landfill has been completed through the Emission Reduction in City's Solid Waste Management, ERIC SWM program, is aimed to contribute to the climate change strategic implementation in Indonesia, especially the cities, through investment in eco-friendly and hygienic household waste management facilities. Diana further said that the Banjar Dowo landfill development is targeted to be finished by mid-July 2022 and directly used by the Jombang Regency government for waste management purposes. The Banjar Dowo sanitary landfill has 110 ton per day capacity to serve household waste for the 895,000 people of Jombang City. Diana added that the special feature of the landfill with ERIC SWM program is that the waste coming to the landfill will be sorted by type before being recycled. Before this program, Banjar Dowo landfill used an open dumping system.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dan pahami
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, last June 1st, President Joko Widodo led a ceremony to commemorate the birthday of Pancasila 2022. The ceremony was held at Pancasila Square, Ende City, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. Because the city of Ende is closely related to the birth of Pancasila, the place of exile for the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, is the location where the thoughts and ideas about Pancasila, the foundation of the Indonesian state, were born. In the commemoration ceremony for the birthday of Pancasila yesterday, Jokowi wore Ende's traditional clothes, namely Ragi Lambulu Kalesu. In the Pancasila birthday commemoration ceremony, the president wore a white shirt, then a woven cloth was slung over his shoulder. The red woven fabric has Ende's signature pattern, complemented by a black border. For his subordinates, the president wore black clothes with yellow stripes. As a complement to Ende's traditional clothes, Jokowi wore a pointed headband with an orange color, hanging a necklace in the shape of a large circle as a complementary decoration of Ende's traditional clothes. Ragi Lambulu Kalesu is a men's traditional dress in Ende, East Nusa Tenggara, like the one worn by the Indonesian president when he led the Pancasila Day ceremony. Citing various sources, ragi means sarung, while lambu means cloth. There are two types of ragi or sarungs, namely ragi sura, which is a seat with the vertical line motifs, and ragi sura rembe or mbao, which is a sarong with the horizontal line pattern. The ragi that a person uses indicates a person's status and position. Lambu or clothes, which are often worn by men, are usually plain white. In traditional ceremonies and dances, the men usually do not wear clothes. There are also those who only wear a singlet or a white t-shirt. As a complement to traditional clothes, ragi is also equipped with luka or scarves, and is also lesu or dastar. The lesu or scarf is worn crosswise and made from the material of the sarung worn by women, while lesu is also called a headband.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam matamu,
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, entering the Archipelago's Charisma event, the Sarandi Charm Festival is again held by the North Gorontalo Regional Government. Head of Promotion and Marketing of the Gorut Tourism Office, Hairun Nisawati Bakari, said that the Sarandi Charm Festival is held for 2 days, starting from June 9th to 10th. 2022. It is taking place on the islands of Sarondi and Mohingegito. Meanwhile, according to acting regent of North Gorontalo, Torik Modangu, this year's Sarondi Festival is an effort to generate regional tourism as a tourism destination for the archipelago and the world. With the theme, The Glory of Gorontalo, the Sarandi Charm Festival 2022 further highlights the cultural customs and local wisdom belonging to North Gorontalo. The implementation of this people's party also involves the latest technological sophistication and the application of health protocols, so that the event is much better and will amaze visitors compared with the previous year's festivals. There are many series of activities carried out in the implementation of the Sarandi Charm Festival, such as a traditional welcome to the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno. Then there is a welcoming dance, followed by opening remarks by the acting regent Torik Modangu. Then it is followed with the signing of the inscription as a sign of the opening of the island of Sarandi as a private premium international tourism destination. At this festival, there are also elections for the sons and daughters of Sarandi 2022. Tourism talk shows, feast creation, handicraft exhibitions, and regional dance performances. In addition, a free dive attraction is also held to show underwater life. There is also an island hopping event where visitors can visit the islands on the coast of Sarandi Island. The festival, which is held on Sarandi Island, has actually been held since 2008. Last year, the Sarandi Festival was also held on September 18, 2021. Since 2015, this activity has successfully become an activity in the national tourism calendar carried out by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. In 2020, it was supported to become one of 100 national tourism agendas. That's Miss Seleni.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
This time we're going to talk about Humania. Indonesian 90s music industry was enlivened by Humania, whose music was seen as the pioneer of a different jazz for its mix of blues and reggae with lyrics about humanity. It was not a common genre in 90s. The formula offered by Humania was successful in gaining attention from Indonesian music lovers. Humania consisted of Eki Puradireja in vocal and Heru Singil synthesizer and keyboard. Humania personnel released their first album in 1994, entitled Terserah or It's Up to You. Its top single shared the same name, Terserah. Well, listener, here is Terserah by Humania.
Murder style in the yes, no.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Oh, thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.